This is VOA News. Over the road, I'm Melissa Melton. Officials in India and in the United States have announced some progress toward expanded COVID-19 immunization campaigns. New Delhi staged nationwide drills on Saturday to launch one of the world's biggest coronavirus vaccination programs. Meanwhile, the country's drug regulator approved two vaccines, one developed by AstraZeneca and Oxford University, the other by Bharat Biotech and the state-run Indian Council of Medical Research. India is the world's second most populous country. It has more than 10.3 million confirmed COVID-19 infections. That's second only to the United States. In the U.S., the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Saturday said the country had administered more than 4.2 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines nationwide and had distributed more than 13 million doses. The U.S. continues to lead the world with more than 20 million infections, about one-fourth of the 84.5 million COVID-19 cases recorded globally. That's according to Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center. Johns Hopkins also reported a total of nearly 350,000 U.S. deaths from COVID-19 since the pandemic began. In Russia, the health minister said more than 800,000 people have received the domestically produced Sputnik V vaccine and that 1.5 million doses had been distributed throughout the country of 147 million. The Kremlin is pinning its hopes on mass vaccinations, not nationwide restrictions, to stop the spread of the virus and save its struggling economy from the hit of another lockdown. Officials in Brazil, home to the world's third highest number of cases, recently told the Associated Press that nation is at least 3 weeks away from launching immunizations. VOA News. A growing number of Republican lawmakers have joined President Donald Trump's extraordinary effort to overturn the presidential election, pledging to reject the results when Congress meets next week to count the Electoral College votes and certify President-elect Joe Biden's win. On Saturday, Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas announced a coalition of 11 senators who will vote against certain state electors unless Congress appoints an electoral commission to immediately conduct an audit of the election results. Earlier, a GOP senator, Josh Hawley of Missouri, said he would object to the vote tallies. They acknowledge they are unlikely to change the results of the election, which state and federal officials say ran smoothly. Biden is set to be inaugurated January 20th. At least four people were killed and several others were wounded Saturday when a suicide bomber drove a vehicle into a construction site near the Somalian capital of Mogadishu. Security officials and witnesses said the explosion occurred at a heavily guarded construction site run by a Turkish company on a road between Mogadishu and the city of Afgoye. A government spokesman has confirmed the attack. In a statement, the Somali Prime Minister, Mohamed Robel, said three Somali government soldiers and two Turkish nationals were killed in the attack. The statement said such attacks will not deter Somalia from continuing development projects that benefit the country. A statement on Twitter by the Turkish foreign minister said four people, including a Turkish citizen, were lost in the attack and that four other Turkish nationals were injured. A new requirement for U.S. shell companies aims to close down a major avenue for global money laundering and tax evasion. The Corporate Transparency Act was included in the U.S. Defense Appropriations Bill passed into law by Congress late Friday. Lawmakers passed the measure by overriding President Donald Trump's veto, a first for his presidency. The law requires the disclosure of the owners of shell companies that have been used in the past to hide billions of dollars. Owners must be disclosed to the U.S. Treasury's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. While the law still grants them protection from public knowledge, only the Treasury and law enforcement will be able to access the database. Transparency advocates say it is a huge step against kleptocrats, organized crime, and rich tax evaders who have been able to anonymously wash their suspect wealth through the world's largest economy. The United Nations estimates that $800 billion to $2 trillion is laundered through the global financial system every year. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, and from Washington, you're listening to VOA News.